Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
A very interesting study looked at various things that are really holding this country back. It wasn't just of one academic. It was a few academics from various universities, institutions. And it really essentially says, if South Africa does not look at the issue of water, of energy, of infrastructure, of food insecurity, of electricity, looking at all these things in isolation is not going to help this country move forward. There has to be a deliberate effort to look at everything together so that we can then not solve one and leave the other behind. And unless we do that, we are going to be in for a really, really tough time. Research associate at the University of Fort Hare, Thulani Nengi, is on the line with us just to give us a sense of how this entire research came together. A very good evening to you, and thank you so much for making time for us, and welcome to Point of View.
Thanks, Danilo.
What, I mean, essentially from the word go, were you looking to together in terms of information?
Yeah, in this study was initiated by the Southern Africa Towards Inclusive Economic Development, which it was a project that involved a lot of researchers from numerous institutions, and they were looking at different topics. And specifically for myself and my colleagues, we were looking at how can financing institutions be centralized in terms of funding these three resources at a local scale, not only just focusing at a national scale, but also looking at how they can take that top-down approach to the local scales and what the local people can do for themselves in terms of how can they actually fund these three resources in simultaneously, and not only looking at one resource in exclusion.
And let's look at the practical things on the ground for someone who doesn't understand what it really looks like on the ground. Give me an example of a farmer and a farmer's needs, financial needs, especially when they speak to the bank, and how what you're saying can be done easily, speedily, and more effectively for a farmer so that they can actually move on and do what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, in terms of the local people, we looked at I think what we were calling WEF communities, where the farmers, they sort of like as a community come together and finance these three resources and actually finding themselves. Because if you're looking at a farmer who's who doesn't have like ownership of resources or title deeds or stuff, something like that, they are not able to approach like big financing institutions or these big projects and look for funding. But if there may be like something that is communal and is located at a communal level and is funded by small financing institutions or what we call financing hubs, which these could be institutions that pull funding from different sectors and sources specifically to support the entire project. Or looking at things such as development finance institutions, so that they can use what we call blended financing, which combines public financing and private financing, so that they can be able to fund climate-friendly infrastructure. Yeah. Smaller farmers, they are not able to reach like the larger financing institutions, which are specifically looking at bigger projects. And in most cases, those bigger projects, they're only focusing on one resources, which in most cases, it's normally energy, and it excludes the other resources. But a farmer needs all of those three. If the farmer is producing food, they will require the energy to pump the water from the river so that they can be able to grow whatever they are growing in their farms.
You know, ordinarily, and this is interesting because at national level, there's a lot of talk of infrastructure development programs and projects and funding. So at a national level, there's a lot of that discussion point happening. And of course, you know, treaties negotiations with other countries around funding these things. But at a local level, where sometimes you would require the local municipality to actually be the ones spearheading the, you know, the program, where they would be the ones who, for instance, in a rural setting, we have water challenges, and they would be the ones who are assisting the community in financing it, or at least, even if it's not financing, but supporting their endeavor in getting the money from the banks, in a way that supports their efforts. You still have the challenge of either capacity or governance problems in the municipalities. How do we deal with that?
Yeah, the problem of capacity within the municipalities is a very huge challenge that we were also discussing in the research that we were doing, in terms of how do we capacitate the local municipality so that they can be able to manage these big chunks of funding, if maybe they are receiving those big chunks of funding, or else they are, how do they distribute them so that each and every person that is in need of that funding, that need that funding. So we looked at things such as community development financing, that if these municipalities are trained in those aspects so that they can be able to have like locally rooted financial organization that provide loans and support and for under deserved communities, for projects such as small businesses, housing and basic services. And also their staff members can be capacitated in terms of how do they manage this financing. This capacity can come from those national levels that already have the capacity there. They can be transferred down to the local municipality so that they can be able to manage the financing, and they are always distributed accordingly to the needs of the small farmers.
Mm. And so what needs to happen, especially with the financial sector, you know, how do they need to come to the party to assist all of us?
Yes, the financing sector is very, very tricky, because in this research, we suggest the private sector to work with the governments, because the governments, they have the direct relationship with the local municipalities, and they are there. So we suggest something that is stationed there at the local communities, so that they have a say. Even the local communities, they have a say in how the money is used. This can also make sure that the funding matches both national plans and the needs of the local people. The community-based organizations such as Stockfeld, they also assist creating cooperatives and catchment partnerships. They should also be explored and developed so that alternative funding structures can be initiated and they can be taken to the people. And the development of financing institutions should be prioritized so that they can pilot projects that involve women, youth, and smallholder farmers. So this can highlight how local leadership drives sustainability and equity in those local communities.
A really interesting insights there. Thank you so much for your time. Tulani Ningi is a research associate at the University of Fort Hare.
Click kaya959.co.za. This is how we do it. To download the Point of View podcast.